A fisherman working off the west coast of Alaska's Prince of Wales Island made a surprising catch this month.
My nephew saw it and asked, gee, what kind of bird is that? And I looked at it real quick and said, oh, I don't know. And we rolled our bag of fish aboard. And then when the fish got on board and we looked at it and just kind of dumbfounded, like, going, it's a penguin.
Alaska boat captain Guy Demert. The natural habitat for penguins is in the southern hemisphere, so the arrival of this one, a Humboldt penguin off the coast of Alaska, was quite a surprise. Dean Boersma is a professor of zoology at the University of Washington. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you know about this bird? And I think this is like a South American penguin. What's it doing in Alaska?
Well, Humboldt penguins naturally occur in Peru and Chile in South America, but it got up to Alaska some way or another, and who knows how long it's been there, but it's the first time a penguin has actually ever been found in Alaskan waters.
How do you think it managed to survive?
Well, penguins are really pretty amazing and adaptable birds. They'll eat almost anything that they can get their bill around, so anything that's kind of smaller than their head. Alaska would be a fine place for penguins, naturally, so that herring and things like that would be one of the top items on their menu, and so Alaska would be perfect.
Do you have any idea how it did get there? Could it have come all the way from South America, or did you think it escaped from a zoo?
Well, there's certainly no reports that I'm aware of any penguins lately escaping from a zoo. In fact, there's no Humboldt penguins right now in any zoos in Canada or in Alaska, as far as I know, as well. There's certainly a lot of penguins in zoos in Japan. But it probably got there at some point or another by hitching a ride on a boat. Penguins are kept often as pets in parts of Peru and Chile, and so it's quite possible that one came on some fishing boat and got dropped off.
Could this little guy actually make a home up there in Alaska?
Oh, yeah. The real problem is getting there. Of course, if the penguin swam there and came from Peru, it'd have to go across the equator. Then there's a whole big band of warm tropical water that's very low productivity and just doesn't have a lot of fish. So I think it's very unlikely that he actually swam up there from Peru. But once you get to cold waters like Alaska, the penguins would do just as well as if they were in the southern hemisphere in the rich waters of the Humboldt Current off the coast of Peru.
Of course, he'll be a little lonely, right?
Well, yes. It would be nice if there were more than one from my viewpoint, because I'd spent my time studying penguins in the southern hemisphere, but it would be awfully interesting to have a penguin colony in the northern hemisphere.
Dee Boersma, professor of zoology at the University of Washington, on the penguin who showed up in Alaska this month.